being the 22nd day of Ramadan, 1446 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 22nd day of March, 2025 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The annual tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniyah Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniyah Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmad Bello University Zaria Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus, continues from the fifth ayah of Surah Al-Hujurat. Our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Lukine will conduct the tafsir, whilst Ustaz Abdulmanin Yaku will recite the Holy Quran for us. You can watch us live on the Facebook at Team Sun National and Team Sun Ebiyu Zaria.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو أنهم صبروا حتى تخرج إليهم لكان خيرا لهم والله غفور رحيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق الخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق بالحق الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ولو أنهم صبروا حتى تخرج إليهم لكان خيرا لهم والله غفور رحيم الله تبارك وتعالى is telling us that those people إن الذين ينادونك من وراء الحجرات أكثرهم لا يأكلون. Those people that will stay and be shouting the name of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when the Prophet is in their room, these people, they have not used their common sense. Walau annahum sabaru, if they had waited outside, have patience, hatta takharuja ilayhim, until the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes out to meet them, lakana khairan lahum, that would have been better for them. Most of the time, most of us, you go to visit somebody. When you go to his house, you find out that he's not yet outside. You are impatient. You want him to come out. You don't know what is keeping him inside. And if you go there, you went there for a need. If he came out not in a happy mood, how do you get your need? Or if he came out because he's in a hurry, he just came in a hurried way to see you, how do you get your need? So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam here, everybody knows he's a very shy person. Shouting his name, particularly the Arabs, the Bedouin Arabs, because of their nature. The Prophet should come out. We have come to see you. We have a need. Allah is telling them here, why wouldn't they have patience? It's well for them to have patience. You came, that you are told he's in the house, you already have succeeded, which is you will meet him. What if you did not meet him in the house? Allah annahum sabaru hatta takhruja ilayhim. If they had had patience for the Prophet to come out at his time, then they will get what they want. But whatever happens, Allah said, Allah is most forgiving, Allah is merciful. So they have been forgiven their sins.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا, الله تبارك وتعالى is calling all of us that we say we believe, whether our belief is weak or is strong, Allah knows best. But he says he's calling us. We say we believe, he's calling us. In ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in, whenever a message comes to you, check who is bringing the message to you, particularly if the message is a negative message. Fasiqun, is it somebody who you know has something to do with crime? Somebody who is disobedient to Allah, binaba'in, with an information, fatabayyanu. Don't just take the information, hook, line, and sinker. Fatabayyanu, investigate it. And to see who come and be jahalatin, so that you don't go and use the information to go and pounce on a people. What is bihu alama fa'altum? Then, with regards to what you have done wrongly or unknowingly, nadimin, you regret such actions. Here, the Prophet, there is this man, Al Walid bin Uqba. This Walid, the father of this Walid himself is an enemy of the Prophet. Then Al Walid bin Uqba became a Muslim and he came to the Prophet. When he came to the Prophet, it happened that at the same time was the time that the people of Banu Mustalik, after the Prophet has defeated the war, the leader there agreed that they will send their zakah. That time the zakah, the ordinance talking about zakah has come. So the Prophet now said, okay, Al-Walid, you go and collect the zakah from the people. And he had a problem with that particular community before. The problem he had has to do with something that he is not supposed to enter them, except there is probably a war between him and them. But by his entering Islam, Allah has already lifted all those things. Because when you enter Islam, at Islam, yajib ma qablahu, all the sins you have before that day is wiped off. He did not know. So he took the message of the Prophet, he's going to collect zakah from that people. When he was going, the people heard that the Prophet has sent an emissary to come and collect zakah. They were happy that the Prophet has sent to them. They too, they stood up, they got, and out of happiness, the way they used to welcome a visitor, they came out on the way with their spears, with their things to come and welcome. As they were waiting, Al-Walid sighted them far away. He said, "Guy, these people, look at them standing there. If I get there now, maybe they know I'm the one coming. They are going to kill me because of my sin with them." So he ran back. When he ran back, he came to the Prophet. What happened? He said, "Disciple, I went there, they wanted to kill me. They refused to give the zakah. They refused to take your message." The Prophet got annoyed. "How can I send an emissary to a people who said they will pay zakah, and then they want to kill him, they refuse to accept the message?" So here, the Prophet said, "But before I take this message, I will investigate." Because they are the ones who agreed to pay. This is what Allah is saying here. If a criminal, a disobedient person, comes to you with an information, try to investigate. And to see Bukhama Mija Halatin, so that with ignorance, you don't go and pounce on the people, you will end up being in a regretful mood for doing that. And here, this Al-Walid, when the Prophet finally found out, he asked him to come. Because after that, those people, the Prophet sent to them to investigate. When the person went, said, "We didn't see any messenger. We heard the emissary of the Prophet was coming. We went, came on the road to come and welcome him, but we didn't see anybody." Because he was the one that sighted them far away with all their war weapons. So these war weapons, normally the Arabs, they bring it out when they are in festive mood also. So, okay, then the leader now followed the second emissary back to the Prophet and said, "This is our zakah. You sent somebody, this is what happened, this is what happened." Al-Walid, did you not see them at all? Why did you do this? He said, I had a problem with them. When I was far away, I saw what was happening. The Prophet got annoyed. He said, okay, he should leave. So when he left, he said, he should leave Medina and go and live somewhere else. He left. Then, during the time of Sayyidina Umar, because he and Sayyidina Umar, they have the same family. Sayyidina Usman. Sayyidina Usman brought him back to Medina and make him to lead a community. And when he was leading that community, the same Al-Walid, he was always taking alcohol secretly. To the extent that one day, he led Subuhi in the morning. Instead of praying two rakah, he prayed four rakah. Then he turned back to them and said, if you want to increase for you, I will increase this for you. Because the Quran has already said, Fasikun, Inja akum Fasikun binabain. Since the Quran has said he's a Fasik, this name has already followed him. That's why people are afraid that the Quran should not say anything about them. So don't allow the Quran to say something about you, it will follow you. So then it became clear that when Allah said he's a Fasik, he is a Fasik. There's no doubt about it. He drank heavily at night. By the time he woke up, he was still with the hangover. He came to lead people for Subuhi. After, instead of doing two rakah, he did four rakah. Then he turned back and said, you want me to increase for you? So such a bad situation. But these are sahabas of the Prophet's one. All this Allah is telling you, be very careful, let alone you. If you sit down, information that will come to you are normally of three kinds. A positive information, a negative information, and information that is meaningless. What is meaningless is meaningless. A positive information, accept it. A negative information, investigate it. Don't just, somebody will just come and tell you, do you see that man? He's a bad person. But I caught him with a lady. He's going about with women. How do you know? Because if you cannot have four witness, Allah said this person should be lashed 80 times and he's among the fasik. His testimony should never be accepted. So the issue of fasik is not a small one. But if somebody is a fasik, his testimony is not accepted anywhere. So if somebody also sees a lady and you label her that she's a harlot, you have no witness, you cannot prove it, you are a fasik. But the Prophet Lazama was asked, there are situations everybody knows that this person is doing this thing. In presence of everybody, he's committing a sin. He said, whoever removes the cloth of shyness from his body, then say it out until he goes back. Because there are people, they say they are Muslims. You see them all the time in a state that they're not supposed to be. They're either in clubs or they are with women, or they are in places. These are not the ones that is being talked about. If a person, for example, he takes alcohol, he hides it. Nobody knows. The public does not know. And one day you pounce on him. He's a Fasik, but you're not allowed to say it out. You're not allowed to declare it out. Or somebody, he looks for women and he hides it. Nobody knows that he's looking for women. One day you went to a hotel, you entered a room and you met him and somebody doing something bad. Yes, he's a Fasik, but you're not allowed to say it out. But a person who everybody sees all the time, a known harlot, they are together. A known club where people are taking alcohol is always there. His car is always parked there. Places that are bad, he's always been seen there. This one, he has taken the dress of shyness off his body. Whatever Muslims tell him, they have no fault here. And to see Bukhaman Bijahalatin, or Tusbihu Alama Faltum Nadimin. But just that somebody is hiding to commit sin, don't do that. Or somebody comes to you with an information, you don't know the clarity of it, then you go ahead, you say that you went and you spread it out just to disgrace him. And here the Prophet ﷺ was also warning. He said, people should stop disgracing their fellow Muslim brothers. If you hear anything, do you know him with that? You don't know him with that. Investigate it. That's why here the people that are spreading bad information. You see a person, he's a Muslim, he goes, he prays in the mosque. Everybody sees him come to the mosque. This is what everywhere everybody sees him. He said, no, he's a mushrik. Why? Because he's doing tariqa. Have you investigated what is tariqa? In this climb, when the Sheikh Ibrahim Nias, he was in Saudi Arabia, there was a conference. After making his submission, the ulama of Saudi Arabia was so impressed. Then their mufti, now say, Sheikh, said yes. With a person like you, what does anybody want to come and do in Africa? You are enough to train people for them to preach, because Allah has given you knowledge. But the problem is that we hear that you are in Tariqa Tijaniya. That's the problem. Sheikh said, I'm in Tariqa Tijaniya, yes. But what is wrong with it? The man said, Tariqa Tijaniya is not good. It's okay, what is Tariqa Tijaniya? Sheikh Ibrahim said, I'm asking you. The man said, Sheikh, Tariqa Tijaniya, they say it's bidia. I said, but what is it that makes it bidia? Then the person was now, the mufti was now looking. He said, they said this thing is bad. You have to tell me what makes it bad. Then he said, Sheikh asked him, he said, you are a Muslim. You are an ulama. Will you tell your fellow Muslim brother not to be making istighfar? He said, no, nobody can tell a Muslim not to make istighfar. Will you tell a Muslim brother not to make salat on the Prophet? He said, no, nobody can tell a Muslim not to make salat on the Prophet. Will you tell a Muslim not to be saying la ilaha illallah? I said, no, nobody can say that. He said, the Tariqa Tijaniya that I know is I took covenant to be making istighfar, to be making salat on the Prophet, to be saying la ilaha illallah. The man said, is that what Tariqa Tijaniya? He said, yes. Then please, why don't you write something to clarify it for us? That's why Sheikh, he wrote a book, he said, At-Tibyan. That's Fatabayyanu. At-Tibyan fi ma hiya Tariqa Tijaniya. An explanation of what Tariqa Tijaniya is all about. So you can't just say something is bad. They ask you, what is it? You cannot say it. Why? Somebody said so. Don't you have your sense? So this is what Allah is saying here. It's not only in this situation of this person that came to tell the Prophet falsely that people refuse to give zakah. It's in every issue. Whenever an information comes and it's a bad information about a people, then ask, detail, and understand it before you make a declaration. If not, you go and found some people, and on this, on the day of judgment, you will be in regret. Because you have gone against a person, and that day you are going to pay back. Do you know what you use in paying back? It's from your good work they will use in paying back. And if it affects something like La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, you have no work that will remain. Because no work is enough to pay La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.
وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعَنِتُّمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ أولئك هم الراشدون
واعلموا أن فيكم رسول الله لو يطيعكم في كثير من الأمر لعنتم ولكن الله حبب إليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان أولئك هم الراشدون الله تبارك وتعالى يقول How come one of you will say anything he wants to say before the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You should know this. Anna fikum Rasulallah, that the Messenger of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, is within you. La yutikum fi kathir min al-amri la anittum. If he will obey you in a lot of affairs, la anittum, then at the end of the day, you will suffer. Walakin Allah habbaba ilaykum al-iman. Allah is the one that has made it loving to your mind, faith. وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ And he has made it hating to your mind, denial of Allah and to be a kafir. Walfusuka, and he has made it hated in your mind that he should disobey Allah and the Prophet. Wal isyan, and he has made it hateful in your mind that you should commit any sin. Walakin Allah hababa ilaykum imana wa zayyanahu fi qulubikum. Just like he made iman to be loving to your mind, he also make it look beautiful to you. But otherwise, it would not have been that. Wa karaha ilaykum al-kufra wal fusuqa wal isyan ulaika humur rashidun. Anybody that you see that Allah has made his mind to love faith and to see whatever Allah and the Prophet brings as beautiful, this is how he sees it. And anybody that Allah has made that in his heart, when he hears anything that is against Allah, denies Allah, he hates it. When he sees people committing crime, he hates it. When he sees sins, he hates it. If you see a person like that, he is not just a muhtadin, he's a rashid. He has gotten guided and is now strong in that guidance. When somebody is strong in guidance, you call him rashid. So this is it. Allah is telling us here, wa'alamu anna fikum rasulallah. The messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the time it was being said, physically was in front of them. Physically the Prophet was there and Allah is saying, wa'alamu anna fikum, that you should know that within you is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rasulallah, the messenger of Allah. But Allah went ahead and elevated this status. Loyitukum fi kathirin min al-amri la anittum. If the messenger of Allah will obey you in a lot of things that you want him to obey you in, you will suffer. Walakin Allah hababa ilaykum al-iman. In your mind now, Allah has left the level of physical and gone to the mind. Which means, in our mind, the Prophet is with us. Here, like I used to say to people, this telephone we are holding, people should hold it very well and learn it. If you are holding your handset now, suddenly you have been called. Who is calling you? They say your mother is calling you. But you are in front of everybody here. As you are looking at everybody and you are receiving the message from your mother, are you seeing them now? Or you are seeing the mother that your mother that is calling you in your mind? Physically, who are you seeing? All those in front of you. In your mind, who are you seeing? Your mother that is calling you. That's how a Muslim should be. The Muslim, when you hold zikr and you are doing it, you should be seeing Allah in your mind. When you hold salati and you are doing salati on the Prophet, you should be seeing the Prophet in your mind. You can be looking and not seeing, and you can be seeing and it's not what you are looking at, you are seeing. Today, our ancestors have told us that. So everybody should know that. One day, the Prophet was sitting down. One of the Sahabats was looking at him. The Prophet realized that when he turns his face, he finds the man still looking at him. After some time, the Prophet called him and said, "Why? What is your problem? All your gaze has been on me." He said, "Oh, Prophet, let me enjoy looking at you. Let me be happy looking at you. Today we are there. Tomorrow we are not there. If I go to the hereafter, where will I see you? In hereafter, I know your position and your class is high. Everybody is according to his position. There, where you are, how will I be able to see you? Today that I have the opportunity, I'm here in the same room with you. Let me see you as much as I can see you and enjoy it." Rasulullah said, "Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba." Man is with the one that he loves. The Sahaba, they said, "We have never heard anything that is as pleasing to us, that has made us as happy like this statement of the Prophet, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A man is with the one that he loves." Today, our people, our women, our men, when they want to draw a sign of love, what do they draw? Heart. What do they draw? Heart. Which means love is inside the heart. The one you love is inside your heart. And if you love a person inside your heart, Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, go and read Surah Al-Najmi. Have you ever seen somebody that has focused on Allah? His focus does not lift. He doesn't speak anything. Anything he utters is from Allah. He said, if you read that surah, it will open to you who the prophet is. Then you now know why I'm not able to have sleep in the night when I'm thinking of him. When he occupies my mind, I cannot sleep. Then the Europeans, they have a statement. They said, love is blind. Love is what? Is blind. He said, if you love somebody, is blind. You are blind to everything except him alone. Which means, if truly you know the prophet is with you and it's in your mind, even if you see a sin, you're not even able to do it. Because it's not your way. If you see Iman, it's with you are with him all the time, because that's your way. You are always happy because you are with the faith. Disobedience is not part of your way. So people that say, no, the prophet is not with us, that's why it's easy for them to commit sin. Those that are with the prophet, like Sheikh Ibrahim Nia said, even if a lady is naked, they don't know. They're not even aware. Because their gaze is on somebody else. He said, who is that? Who is Sulaiman? Who is Hindu? He said, all of them. He said, no matter how beautiful they are, he said, you don't even know that he's beautiful. Because your mind is gazed, is focused on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And is there anything more beautiful than the Prophet? Have you ever seen somebody like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Look at the Quran. This Quran, you are saying, this word came out from his tongue like that. When anytime you are reciting Quran, know that what came out of the tongue of the Prophet is what is coming out of your tongue now. Which dignity will Allah give you more than that? That what is coming out of the tongue of the Prophet is what is coming out of your tongue now. So with this, that's why you know that people that engage in sin, whether hidden or open, if they say they love the Prophet, it is doubtful. There is a big doubt. How can you love the Prophet and it's not in your mind? How can you love somebody, something in your mind, and yet what you say you love in your mind does not blind you from what is other than him? So what shows that people love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that all that is good in Islam, it looks beautiful in their mind. When you are talking of the Prophet, anything you say the Prophet does, they are happy to hear it. When you are talking of sin, it saddens them because their mind doesn't want to hear it. Ulaika, these are the ones that they are not only on guidance, they are entrenched in guidance. Hum rashidun, therefore they are rashid. وَلَيْذِنَ أَتَدَوْ زَادَهُمْ هُدًا وَآتِهُمْ تَقْوِيهُمْ. When you are guided, you are guided, you are guided, you get entrenched in guidance, then it becomes rushut.
فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَةً وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ.
Fadlan min Allahi wa ni'ma, wallahu alimun hakim. As if to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, these people that knew that the Prophet is with them all the time and they love him so much, how did they get to this position that all the time they are with the Prophet last summer? Is it work? Fadlan min Allahi wa ni'ma. Just virtuous gift from Allah. It's Allah's gift and favor. Wallahu alimun hakim. Allah has knowledge of the hidden, of the apparent, of everything, and wisdom. He put the love of the Prophet where he wishes to put it. So those that love the Prophet, he knows them. That's why he makes them to love Iman, and he makes them to look at it as beautiful, and he makes them to hate kufr, and he makes them to hate disobedience, and he made them to hate sin. You will not see them pouncing on Muslim, abusing Muslim, sibabul Muslim, fusukun. The word has said it, sibabul Muslim, fusukun. Abusing is Muslim is already itself fisk. Wakarai lebul kufra wal fusuka. So a person who the love of the Prophet in his mind, he will not abuse any Muslim. Ah, he's a Muslim, huh? Because if somebody loves anything that you love, you don't even want anything to happen to him. So Allah is telling us in this surah The shortest way for you to love Muslims is to love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you love the Prophet, you will love all those following the Prophet. Somebody cannot come and convince you to abuse a Muslim and you abuse him. If you find yourself abusing a Muslim, know that you may claim to love the Prophet, but there are still many. The love is not strong. Allah Alimun Hakim. Allah has knowledge and Allah is wise. He's the one that has wisdom. So he gives this virtue to whoever he gives to freely. It's not your work.
وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا فَإِن بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي حَتَّى تَفِيءَ إِلَى أَمْرِ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ فَاءَتْ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ وَأَقْسِطُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ
وَإِنْ طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا فإن بغت إيديهما على الأخرى فقاتلوا التي تبغي حتى تفيء إلى أمر الله فإن فاءت فاصلحوا بينهما بالعدل وأقسطوا إن الله يحب المقسطين. Allah تبارك وتعالى is there for telling us, love the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and be strong in your love for him. If you are strong and you love the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, if you see even Muslims quarreling, you don't just take sides. When you see two Muslims are fighting or are at war or at each other, you go and settle in between the two of them. If in trying to settle them, you find that one of them is the one that is unjust to the other, tell him to leave it. If he refuses, combine with the other, the first person, and fight the unjust one. If you all fight him to submission and he submits, then sit down, listen to the two of them, and settle them finally. Firstly, who by Nahuma, Pain Fat, Idehuma Lokre, Bakati Dehuma Lokre, Bakati Letabi Hatafi Ilam, Pain Fat, firstly, who by Nahuma, Bill Adli. They sit down now with justice, judge between the two of them. You are doing this, here you are wrong. You are doing this, here you are wrong. Here, what this man did is correct here. Here, what is correct here, come together and they will come together. Works it too. When you are doing it, and you are judging them, be just. For Allah loves people that are just in their dealings. The Prophet Sallallahu, before he came to Medina, for years, not a question of 2, 3, 4, 5 years, plenty of years, there were two clans, the tribe of Aus and the tribe of Khazraj. All of them are grandchildren of one grandfather. They were teaching us neck. Always quarreling. You start war, finish it, come back another time. And the Prophet said, when he came, he brought Islam. Islam became their tribe. Islam became their language. Quran became their language. The Prophet became their father. The father of Islam is the Prophet, but is not father to any single individual. Then Allah was telling them, if he was not the Prophet, فَكُنْتُمُوا عَلَىٰ شَفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّيْرِ فَانْكَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. You are all just about to enter the fire. لَوْ أَنْفَقْتُمَا فِي ما في ما في الارض جميعا ما الفت بين قلوب ما الفت بينهم ولكن الله الف بينهم. Why you to spend all that is in this world, you will not have been able to brought them, bring them together. It was Allah that brought them together. So, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his appearance alone brought these people together. After he brought them together, they were now together. Then they were asked to forget about the past. Let them just go to Islam. But whenever there is any small issue, you find some of them will still be taking the past songs, poems that were sung in the ignorant period, and they will bring it. Immediately they just bring it, it will remind one of them. There was a particular day, the Prophet was riding his donkey. This time the Prophet was riding the donkey, and they were going. They passed through the house of Abdullah ibn Ubay bin Salul. This man is a munafiq, hiding his nifaq. But he's a big man. Before the Prophet came to Medina, there was preparation that they would make him the king of Medina. But by the time the Prophet came, people forgot about that. Till today, nobody has remembered. So as the donkey of the Prophet was passing by around the house, that place, the donkey was urinated. And some of them in front of the house were covering their tongue when they covering their nose when they saw the donkey urinating. Then Abdullah ibn Rawaha, he is one of those that sings for the Prophet. He said, look at this wood. He said, the perfume of the urine of the Prophet's donkey is sweeter than that of musk. What are they covering? And he's telling the truth. From here, some of them got annoyed and started singing old songs. And they went, there was fight. This one with a shoe. The word has gone, they had skirmishes. That's why Allah is telling them here, he said, you don't take, just take sides. You are a neutral person and you hear that two sides of a Muslim, there is a quarrel between them. Go and put it right. Make them healthy together again. When you go, you ask what is going on. You find that, no, this is the one person causing problem. Fight the one that is causing problem until he comes back to the path of Allah. This particular position is what Muslims refused to do in 79 when these people came and they were dividing mosques that brought this problem to today. Because some of them, some of the ulamas that are not in Tariqah, they knew what these people came to do was bad. When you are with them, say, it's true, but how can somebody just see a person and say he's a kafir? What did he do that is kafirichi? That time somebody will go, the milk that was known at that time, the powdered milk that was popular at that time is called nido. Some of you that are young, you are old, you know what is called nido. Some people will go and buy nido, a big, tin of nido. That time, buying a tin of nido is a household issue. It's not a difficult thing to get. Then, this pig milk, almost every house can buy one in the morning. Can you buy it today? Since Allah made this easy, some people go and buy a whole tin of nido, the biggest size, take it to the mother. He said, I learned that you allow Salatul Fati to be said in my naming ceremony. That is what you use in breastfeeding me. They throw it down. You are no more my mother. And they said they are Muslims, man. Today, it looks easy. What this people brought for was very bad. They will tell you, they said in your marriage, this cassette is still there going on. Somebody was asking one of the leaders of this group that, wala tankihul mushrikati hatta yumin. Don't marry a mushrika until she becomes a Muslim and believe. He said, you see what Allah is saying? These Tariqa people, they are mushrika in broad daylight, in television, in radio. And he was the leader of the group. Then somebody is saying that, what if I have already married her? He said, have you been able to remove her from doing what he's doing? If you have been able to remove her, fine. If not, he said, you have lost, there's no marriage. He said all these things. And other ulama were hearing it that are not in Tariqa. and you did not come, then here you have not obeyed this verse of the Quran. People were denying their mother. People were denying their marriage. People were divorcing their wives. That they are from the house, the home of Mushrik. Therefore, they are Mushrika. They married wrongly. All this happened. Go and find out. But if the people have stood up, although in fairness, most of the MS at that time stood up, whenever they come and they agree that from today this will not be done, they go back on their words. But it did not stop those MS from still relating with the leader that is going back on his words. If you settle a matter and everybody sign on the settlement, and a person goes after that, and he refused to follow it, do you still see him in the public and talk to him? When you see him in the public, ask him to leave the place, no matter his position. Because he has no amana. Somebody that is a itumina khana. If you give him something to keep, he cheats. If he says, he tell lies, where is the amana? All this has happened. That's why today, some of them are ashamed of themselves if such cassettes are put back for them to hear. Since you know this thing was shameful, abandon it. Stop abusing Muslims. Abusing Muslim alone is fusuk, and it's because the love of the Prophet is not in their mind. If love is in your mind, you sacrifice anything. Whatever you ask to leave, you leave it. Don't you see if somebody has a new wife, whatever she says, he should give him. If he has, he just take. Why? Love. So let us be very careful. When you are a Muslim because your mother and your father are Muslims. Today you are telling your father that he's a kafir. You are telling your mother that he's a kafir. You are buying a tin of milk. You are giving it. These things are there. If they leave what they are doing and that is bad, accept them, stay with them. Allah loves those that treat people with justice. Don't say, no, he used to be in that side. Now I don't accept him. They said, I have left this. I am no more doing this. Accept it. So Allah is telling us here, we, all of us should come together where we see two people are at war. When Allah said, he said, when Ta'ifatan min al-Mu'minina, he's still calling the two of them as believers. He's still calling two of them as believers because you, the third person, third party, you know them as believers. All of you used to come to the same mosque and pray. When you see today, in a small place, there are different mosques. This is how it started. So there used to be only one mosque. Everywhere, every community, every street.
إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون.
إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. Allah is therefore telling you, when you hear that this is a faithful servant of Allah, that's a faithful servant of Allah, these are communities of Allah, these are other communities of Allah. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwatun. Believers, all of them are a brotherhood. Faslihu bayna akhawaykum. Then, try to always make sure that within your brotherhood, things are put right. Wattaqullaha la'allakum turhamun. Fear Allah, so that you will have the mercy of Allah. When Allah said, we're in Ta'ifa Tani, which means within Muslims, there are Ta'ifa. There are groups. It doesn't mean that there are groups. Those groups are bad. You hear this, an association is a Muslim association. This another organization is a Muslim organization. This another organization is a Muslim organization. But they should not quarrel. Because people normally come together because of one mind. Maybe these people come together because they want to be had, putting up their zakah and dividing it. They are rich people, so they are a group. Maybe this group, they come up together because all of them, they recite Quran. They want to be coming together and reciting Quran. They are a group. Maybe this group, they came together because as a group, what bothers them is that they want to be visiting people in hospital. Among them are nurses and doctors. They are a group. Maybe this group, they come together. They want to be going to the prison to go and visit those people in prison and assist them. They are a group. That's how you find in Islam, groups are allowed. So, but when you see one group quarreling with another group, which means these two groups, they are still moving. Is the Quran talking about? When ta'ifatani, when you see two groups, two parties, these two parties, each of them, they are moving. Allah said he agrees they are moving, but there is a quarrel. These ones, they are visiting the prison yard. They are now a group. This one, they are visiting the hospital. They are now a group. This one, they are quarreling with the other one. Why? My work is better than this one. This one says my work is better than this one. It led to the extent of trying to get faults in this person's work. This one is getting faults in this work, picking holes. Then they start quarreling. You, the top person, say, come, all of you are Muslim, first of all, agree. Why do you say this person's work is bad? No, how can they go and they are talking to criminals inside the prison? Among these criminals, there are those of them who are skilled. Ask him, is the door to forgiveness closed? If it's not closed, then they have. So settle between them. That's what Allah is reminding on here. Innamal mu'minuna, for sure, pa, don't forget it, pa. Wherever you hear that there is a mu'min. Who are these mu'min? Those that are coming to Salah. Innama waliyukumullahu war rasulu walladhina amanu. What did Allah say? Alladhina yuqimuna salata wa yutuna zakata wa hum raki'un. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. When you see people praying, giving zakah, always in the mosque, Allah said they are moving. Don't come and say because, no, I see them in one particular group, they are not moving. Who told you? So, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. This brotherhood of Islam is stronger than the brotherhood of the blood. It's stronger. If with you is not stronger, then you have a problem. Because your brother may not inherit you if he's not a Muslim. This Islam is the father of all Muslims. Then all Muslims are under this religion. All Muslims are in front of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you have a blood relationship or a blood brother and he's not a Muslim, he's not with you. So let us take Islam and raise it above any organization that we are in. Just say, I'm in this organization. I mean, whatever organization, if it's not an Islamic organization, your Islam is above it. Firstly, just like you don't want to see you and your brother quarreling. If your two of your brothers in the house are quarreling, you don't allow your mother to sit down and you see two of your brothers quarreling, you settle them, the same thing. Don't allow Islam to sit down and see you quarreling and you don't stand up to repair it. It doesn't mean you should leave your organization. You are still who you are. Allah is taken to all of us. It's from on this ground that riba is made haram in Islam. If Muslims are all together, somebody comes to you, there's no money. He says, look at this Ramadan, pa. I don't have money to feed my family. Please, after I know that I will get salary later on, can you give me some money? I just need some money. I don't have enough money to give you. Okay, but can you give me a loan? Said yes. Okay, I will give you a loan. But you must add this when you are bringing it back. You see, do you agree that it's your brother? So any Muslim giving out loan with interest, Allah is fighting him. That's why I tell all economists, any economy that you study that is built on riba is haram. So all of us, let us learn it. If you are in the university, we are studying economy, let us try to make sure that the issue of riba, we address it there. So you are the ones to address it. So may Allah save all of us. Allah said, whatever you are asked to do, do it. Whatever I ask you to leave, leave it. This is taqwa. If you do that, then Allah will have and show mercy upon all of you.
Yeah. أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بلا ألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكون خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس اسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون الله تبارك وتعالى has now turned again and taken another dimension of it. Islam is your religion. Islam is what has brought you together. Islam is supreme. Therefore, Allah is addressing those Muslims, say, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O you that you believe, la yashar qawmun min qawmin. Let not one people make jest of another people. Asay an yakuna khairan minhum. Maybe the one that is being made jest of is better than the one that is making jest of him. Wala nisa'un min nisa'in asay yakuna khairan minhum. And a woman, a set of women, should not go ahead making jest of another woman. Maybe the one that they are making jest of is better than the one that is making jest of them. Wala talmizu anfusakum. Don't go ahead and pouting with your mouth and talking behind one another. Wala tanabazu bil alqab. Don't throw names on one another that will make the person feel bad. This is ismul fusuq ba'da al-iman. What evil is this crime after you said you are among the mu'min? Aman lam yatub, whoever does not repent from such habits, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Indeed, these ones are those that are unjust. Here, we all know, like I said, that there are different groupings. These ones, they say they are from the house of the king. Then they say they have royal blood. We don't know how the blood looks like from other bloods. So they look at themselves as better than others. How? Nobody knows. Allah will soon tell us, what will make a person to be better than another person? Just because your father is this, you're better than that person? No. Then there are groups. This one, they say they are nurses. This one say they are doctors. This one that say they are doctors, they look at the nurses, they say maybe we are better than them, because we are the one giving them instruction. In Islam, there's nothing like that. You come to the office, this one is your messenger, you are the HOD, you are looking at him that you are better than him. In Islam, there's nothing like this. That's why I said that day that the Indian people, one of the religions they hate most is Islam. Because they are in a caste system. A caste system, I think they have about 5 levels of caste, I can't remember. Each caste is higher than another caste. Then the highest caste, even if a person is from there, he doesn't have even primary school certificate. He sees himself as better than a PhD holder from another caste. That's how they are. But Islam says the caste system is nothing. So that's why they fight Islam. Because it's like they are fighting for their, you know, for their livelihood, for their life. So Islam says, how can you, a man, come and you say you're better than another man. There is this man we talked about yesterday, Thabit bin Qais al-Shammas, that we say he doesn't, he's not, he has to shout when he's talking because of his ear. He doesn't hear, so except he shouts, he doesn't hear himself, let alone for him to know that somebody is hearing him. He's from a big, he's a big person, he's from a big house. Whenever he comes to the Prophet, because he does not hear, he has to go to the front and stay in front of the Prophet so that he hears. And he loves the Prophet. One day he came late, so he was struggling to go to the front. So by the time he finally went to the front, one of the men who is in front of the Prophet refused to give him. He doesn't want anyone to displace him. They say, "Who is this one?" They say, "This person, son of such and such." He says, "Son of such and such," to show that the person is a nobody. Allah is saying here, "La yashar qawmun min qawmin asay an yakuna khayra minhum." Maybe the person you are looking down on, when you go to Allah, is better than you. Do you know? Allah is the only one who knows who's better than who. Wala nisa'un min nisa'in. The Prophet went and married Safiya after the battle of Banu Mustalik. This Safiya is a Jew, it's a Jewish lady. And she has a particular complexion that is not normally easy to see. So she's very beautiful. During the war, the Prophet was staying. They have already divided. The lady fell into the booty of a Sahabat. And she told the Sahabat, he said, "I will not run away. But allow me, I want to go and see the Prophet and come back." So she went to see the Prophet. When she went, the Prophet was not there. He merely said that Aisha saw her coming and saw how beautiful this lady is. It affected her. "So who are you looking for?" said the Prophet. "The Prophet is not here." She was still at war, at the war front. Then suddenly the Prophet came. He said, what brought you?" He said, "O Prophet, I am the daughter of the king of the Jewish king that was just killed. And my husband is the son of the previous king. Today, I am a slave that I have been in the possession of somebody. I want you to allow me to go to my relatives. No matter how much I will use in ransoming myself, I will bring the amount to ransom myself. I don't want anybody to touch me." Then the Prophet Lassama saw her. He said, "Oh, do I do something better than that for you?" He said, "What is better than that?" He said, "I married you and your sadaq is your ransom." She looked at the Prophet and said, "I accept." Till today, people write several nonsense about this. They don't know everything has its root. When she said she accepts, the Prophet said, "Okay." He called the other person that was in her booty, said, "Take another person. I've taken this one in my booty. So don't sell her." Okay. The Prophet now put her inside a tent. Everybody knew that the Prophet has taken her as a booty. As a wife, they don't know. As a slave girl, they don't know. They said, when they are going back, after the war, if they are going back, if there is a carriage, she is in a carriage, with a covered carriage, then we know she's a wife. If she's just going, she's just put on a camel, we know she's not a wife. She's a slave girl. Then she told Sayyidah Aisha, "I just got married to a lady, go and see her, see whether she's beautiful." Said Aisha went, came back, he said, "I entered there, I didn't see anybody but a Jewish lady." So after they had returned now to Medina, whenever the lady, something happens, they will say, the Jewish lady. Because the lady doesn't want to be called a Jewish lady now. So here, The Orientalists, they used to write against this. They said, how is it possible? Even because that night that she was in her tent, Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, no, I don't know. One of the Sahabas came. He came. He said, oh, Prophet, I will stand guard on you. This is a lady, is a daughter of a king. The husband is killed, the father is king. And you are with her. I don't trust her. Prophet said, go. Allah has saved me. Nothing will happen to me. May Allah protect you and give you a watch in this world and hereafter. Till today, the tomb of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari is still being guarded in Constantinople. So here, this lady, when they were telling her that, the Prophet asked her, I wanted to marry you, and I said, I will take you. You did not resist. Why? He said, yes. I couldn't have resisted. But there was a day before this work happened, I had a dream. I had a dream that the sun came in front of me and prostrated. Or the sun came and fell in front of me. When I saw it, I went to tell my husband. I said, I had a dream. I don't understand it. He said, what dream? He said, the sun came in front of me and came down. He said, my husband gave me a dirty slap. I nearly fainted. So you are interested in marrying an Arab king? Because a son in a dream is translated with them as an Arab king. So from there, the lady knew that one day an Arab king will marry her. But he didn't know he's a prophet. So by the time the prophet said this, she knew that this is what she saw in her dream. So her mind was with the prophet now. So that's why this mind is very important. Always people should tune their mind. Tune your mind to that of the prophet. Things will change for you. The prophet came to change people's mind. Stop worshipping idol. Hold to La ilaha illallah. Fatawakkalu alallahi fatawakkalu in kuntum mu'min. Have faith in Allah. Allah will solve your problem and he will solve it. Whatever happens to you is from Allah. It's not from anybody else. Why do you hate somebody? Because something has happened to you. What has happened to you? So when she went, she told the Prophet, I'm not happy. Whenever these people are calling me Jewish lady, I'm not happy. That's Sophia. Prophet says, don't you know who you are? What she was that she did not know, the Prophet will tell him now. They come here. Okay. Don't you know that your grandfather is Anabi Harun? She didn't know she was from the lineage of Anabi Harun. She never knew before. And your uncle is Anabi Musa. She didn't know before. So I'm from the lineage of Prophet Harun. So whenever they tell you that, you too tell them that in this house, There is no person who is from the lineage of a prophet married to a prophet except me. Let anybody answer you. So the next time they told her that, he said, I know I'm from the lineage of a prophet, Anabi Harun, and I'm married to a prophet. Who has this dignity other than me? That's why, wala nisa'un min nisa'in asiyan yakuna khairan min hun. And women, they should not also make jest of another woman. They did not put them in qawm, because normally qawm is used for men. Arijalu qawwamun ala nisa'i. Wala nisa'un min nisa'in asiyan yakuna khairan min. Wala talmizu anfusakum. Don't go about pouting and making jest behind. Wala tanabazu bil arqab. Don't hold, I'm the son of that. This one who all this is nonsense. This is ismul fusuq. This itself is fusuq. Like Sheikh Darbochi, he used to say, when you are talking to somebody, say, ni pula ni nipa. Say, kana pula ni, and so what? Yeah, what? Don't you see that I'm pula ni? That one is, and so what? We're talking of Islam. When Islam comes, your tribe has gone. If your tribe is still there, and you are trying to put your tribe above Islam, then you have failed now. Whoever does not desist and repent from this kind of character or putting something above Islam, for laika humu zalimun, they are the ones who are indeed unjust, and they are the ones who are indeed the oppressors. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah forgive our shortcomings. May Allah strengthen our faith. Today is the 23rd night. This night today is the night of the 23rd. People should stand up and look for Laylatul Qadr. People should worship. When Allah says we should look for it, Allah is very merciful. Today may not be Laylatul Qadr, but because of your belief in it, Allah can take it and make it like that for you. People should try their best and stand up. Read the Quran. Make istighfar. Beg Allah to put the love of the Prophet in your heart. Beg Allah that you should love Islam more than anything. Beg Allah to love Islam more than your tribe, more than your kungia, more than your group. And stop looking at people in anyhow. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah strengthen Islam. May Allah strengthen Muslims. All the enemies of Islam, may Allah destroy them. All those that are bringing disrepute to Islam, may Allah weaken them. May Allah give us knowledge of the Quran. May Allah give us the love of the Prophet. What we are going to eat, what we are going to drink, what we are going to wear, the house we are going to stay, what we are going to write. May Allah grant all of us, all of them to us. May Allah forgive us and forgive our fathers and forgive our forefathers. May Allah reward our ulama and reward the ulamas of our ulama. May Allah reward the Prophet. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us to leave this world with the statement of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbil alamin. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق الخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.